Welcome to the Streaming Life Through Our Lens podcast. I'm Jake, and I'm a Twitch streamer.
I'm Kelsey, and I'm a wedding photographer. We are high school sweethearts here to chat about being business owners, traveling, and relationships.
And any other topics that feel worth exploring. What up, and welcome back to Streaming Life Through Our Lens. This is episode 3. And this episode, if you're listening on Spotify or any of those other services, you wouldn't know this, but we're actually recording this as a full video, so it's going to be on YouTube, so we're expanding. Crazy. You can see our feet.
Feet for free.
Yeah, honestly, we're wearing socks. Like, it feels kind of weird to have our feet out. The way we're sitting has our feet just, like, so obviously
it's
in
awkward.
View. Yeah,
it's honestly awkward.
Well, it's comfortable, but as far as the camera angle, it's a little bizarre, so we decided to wear socks, but yeah, we're releasing it on YouTube for the first time, and we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, so if you want to watch video, I mean, we love having listeners on all platforms, but if you want to watch on video, that option is there for you. Did you want to start, or you want
sure.
me to go?
Well, we're just chatting. That's okay. What the whole thing is. Okay. I think our temperature check, our little check-in this week, is definitely going to be mostly focused on the trip we just took. On episode 2, we made it pretty clear that we are on our way to France to sort of scout out where we might want to move next year to live abroad for about a year or so. So we recorded just before going on that trip. Now, we've been back for about a week, so we've sort of had time to not only go and explore France, but also collect our thoughts a little bit, like sit on that trip, because it was quick. We were just town to town, city to city, like day by day, just consistently traveling. Very little time to really like sit back and absorb. So we've gotten to do that now.
I feel like we have barely even talked about it though.
I don't think
we've both been so busy since we got home. I feel like we haven't done like a much of a debrief, but we were debriefing like the whole time we were there and like right before we left too. But yeah, maybe this will be a good opportunity for us to revisit some of it.
this might serve as a little debrief for us. I think we've had time individually to just like sit on it, reflect on
and
it.
And I've talked to like other people about it and stuff. But yeah, I mean, I think just as a summary for the trip, like to start off, it was a fun trip. It definitely felt like a research trip because of how much we're moving around and how much we're trying to accomplish. It was 0% relaxing.
That's very fair.
But it was productive. We may not have had the outcome that we were hoping for. I think we were hoping to go and have maybe a few towns or cities that we went to that we were feeling really great about. And the reality is we may just not have done the best research and also maybe didn't fully know exactly what we were looking for. So although the outcome may not be exactly what we had hoped, we still learned a lot, and we learned more specifically what we're looking for and kind of learned what we don't want, which is still valuable. And yeah, I mean, it was still beautiful. I mean, we had a great time. We ate amazing food. We explored, walked like 19,000 steps on average a day.
Yep, averaged 19,000 steps a day. We had one day specifically where we did over 28,000, which was like my most since my phone started tracking steps. I don't think you looked into yours, but I looked into mine, and mine started tracking steps back in like 2014 or 15. And that is the most steps I've taken on a single day across those 9, 10, whatever years. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. It is. We were very active.
Yeah,
we were very exhausted by the end of it.
Yeah, when I got back and went live the next morning, there were people who were like, oh, welcome back. You must be so refreshed. And I'm like, actually, it's the opposite. I'm exhausted. Like,
if they had known what we did, they wouldn't have said that. Yeah,
we weren't
it was
just like
crazy.
We weren't just lounging by the ocean, sipping cocktails and chatting. Like, we were going. We were just going. And it was great. I feel like it's kind of useful to maybe talk about where we went. People are probably interested.
Yeah, like I don't know that we need to break down every place, but
we can just bang bang bang.
Yeah, okay.
Like we flew into Nice. Spent one night each place we mentioned here. So flew into Nice.
Well, technically two nights in the last.
Okay, well, we'll get to that. Okay. Technically.
Technically.
Flew into Nice, train over to Antibes. Mm-hmm. Then we went over to Cassis.
I think you can say it either way.
Okay, yeah. Either way. From there up to Aix-en-Provence. I think it's how you are supposed to be. I don't speak French yet, okay? But maybe I'm starting to get acquainted with the accent. Maybe.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Maybe it's terrible and a joke.
Not the Stanley. Just we're not sponsored, but hey, Stanley.
I was sponsored by Stanley a year ago.
I know, but they're just very blatantly.
Use the code that doesn't work anymore to buy your own Stanleys. Woohoo. So from Aix-en-Provence. Yeah, it's fun to say like that. We went to
Montpellier,
which is also fun to say. I ended up just saying where we were all the time because it was fun for me and you made fun of me for it. But I was like, we're in Montpellier, Aix-en-Provence.
Like you're saying it like it's a, I don't know, like a rap song or something. Like
I'm trying to.
You're going
to
like continue with your rap battle.
Okay. So next for episode 4, I'll have some lines to follow
up. You're given a little beat to it. You're like Aix-en-Provence.
Yeah, that's true. Let's just, it sounds so good. I don't want to move there because it's just a big city and there were too many people and we were there in April. So if it's like that in April, then imagine what the summer is like. But I would want to live there just so I can say that every day. That'd be worth it to me almost.
You can still say it every day.
Wherever we end up, I'm just going to say it every day. Okay. So we went from Montpellier to Béziers, something like that. And we had a unique experience there. We did intend to stay the night, but let's just say we weren't in the best of spots. A little sketchy vibes right outside of our Airbnb.
Drug dealing, violent situation.
Yeah, there was a little street fight and some drug dealing going on literally outside our door.
Yeah, we're like, do we need to stay here?
Yeah, we walked around the whole town and we're like, we don't need to sleep here too. So we got on the train to Toulouse, which was supposed to be the next day, but we just jumped the gun and did it a day early. So we spent 2 nights in Toulouse, which is crazy. Yeah.
It felt nice because we'd been moving every single... We still didn't get to stay in the same place for the 2 nights in Toulouse.
Right.
But it wasn't too far, so it felt way easier to just walk 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Having to get on a train and travel.
Yeah.
So, and then flew to Paris... Technically spent one night there at a very fancy airport hotel.
That gym was so sick.
And by fancy,
2 treadmills and 1 old bike. And there was a bench, but no weights.
There was a picture of a dumbbell on the wall.
Yeah, that's right. There's literally, they're like, hey, we got weights. You can't tell us we don't have weights. Look, there's a photo of one. Yeah, I walked in. I was so excited for my, like, we've been walking a lot, right? But I'm still excited for my first workout in a week. We get there after a travel day and I'm just like, yes, I'm going to lift weights for like an hour. I'm going to feel so good afterwards. We walk in. I don't feel like walking on the darn treadmill. I've been walking for the past week.
And we didn't have shoes.
Yeah, we had no exercise shoes.
Yeah.
So the options were weights and there were none. And I was just like, well, I'm pissed. Let's leave.
Jake was really hitting a low point in this moment.
I was in a bad mood at this exact moment.
We're like, screw it. There's no food around. We went and spent too much on a...
not good buffet.
Very average. Was it Best Western or...
No, it was Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
Holiday Inn in Paris.
The Holiday Inn Express at the airport.
Yeah.
Don't go.
Real good time.
Yeah.
Not that anyone asked for this review. But yeah, I think most of these places were awesome. Toulouse was probably my favorite urban city that we went to. I'm not a city person, but I did really like that city and would go back there. But as far as research-wise, the only place that we went that we could potentially envision ourselves living would be Antibes, which is a smaller beach town. It's, what was it, like 30-minute? Train ride.
Yeah, it was 25, 30 minutes.
Yeah, 30 minutes west of Nice. Still a big enough town, you know, it has lots and lots of restaurants and bakeries and shops and has everything that you would need. And if it doesn't, Nice is close enough by. So that's what felt appealing and beautiful. I mean, like right on the Mediterranean. We hiked this gorgeous trail. I can't remember what it was called, but sunset hike on the cliffs of the ocean. It was,
yeah, it was like, beautiful.
Kind of surreal, but still busy again in April. I think generally Europe just gets busy in the summer, but especially these smaller and bigger beach towns.
The beach towns, for sure.
In the south, it's just, it's hard to imagine what it would be like to live there during like June through September or whatever.
Yeah, we've got more research to do. We're definitely thinking another trip is ahead of us, another scouting trip, whether it's just Kelsey going because of my streaming schedule being kind of tough, or we manage to get the two of us to go together, which would be preferred. Mm-hmm. We do think there's another scouting trip in the next few months that we're going to have to kind of scrap together last minute, because although Antibes works and we liked it there, this is sort of a once in a lifetime kind of feeling opportunity, and we want to really make the most of it. And while we really liked Antibes, it would in a way feel like settling if we didn't try to find maybe an opportunity that felt even better. Because I know both of us, like you mentioned, just envisioned going and falling in love with somewhere, like leaving that place and be like, oh, this is it. We can't wait to come back. And while Antibes was great, we didn't quite have that. I'll speak personally. I did not quite have that. It seems like you.
I feel like we had more of it while we were there. And then just the more that the trip went on, I think we were just feeling exhausted and a little defeated. And it kind of like warped how we felt when we were there. Like, I remember the first few hours we were there, I was like, this is really exciting, because this is like, I can envision us being here. Maybe the longer we were there, the more like doubts I started having a little bit. But I wouldn't say it's a bad option.
No, definitely not.
Yeah. But I think, yeah, I agree with you that we would at least like to have some other options that we also feel good about to like make a decision between.
Yes.
Instead of just having one that we're like, yeah, that one is the only one that could work, and just going with that. We want to feel confident and like we have something to compare it against.
And this trip was good. We learned a lot of little details about what we might want to look for or not. Things that we couldn't have really known before we traveled there. Like, we just have a little bit more to consider when we research now. So it was a very successful trip. We got accomplished what we wanted to get accomplished. We came back tired, but more informed. And I feel good about our next step of doing a little more research, trying again, knowing that we do have a place as a fallback that we really liked. Mm-hmm. If we don't find another place that works super well, it's not like we're out of options. We found a place. We like it there. And it would work.
Yeah. Totally. And I don't know if it's worth saying, but maybe. Just some of the...
I don't know where she's going yet. I'm like, what's about to happen? I'm just like,
should I get into it? I don't know. Just quickly, a few of the things that we feel like we learned that are important to us.
I'm just going to take a sip of water. Okay. You go for
it. Okay. Well, I think for both of us, maybe more so for me, but having green space or like nature, I guess, is really important. Like, I felt so claustrophobic in some of these cities that didn't have much.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And didn't even have like much close by outside of the city.
Yeah, just concrete prisons, basically.
Yeah, and like some city parks, but it's just so, you know, we live in Washington where there's endless opportunity to be outside.
I'm staring at like a farm right now.
With like very few people around you. And yeah, it was a little overwhelming. So that, I don't know. I guess I'm not sure.
We learned that we wanted to be east.
Yeah.
Like, we knew that already, but I think the further we travel west, the more we realize, like, why would we settle 4 hours further away from all these travel points? Like, mm-hmm. One of the main reasons that we're choosing Europe and we're choosing France specifically is for the freedom to travel easily to Italy, Switzerland, wherever it might be. And the further west we get, the harder it's going to be, and significantly harder it's going to be to do like a quick couple of day trip to Italy or a quick trip to Switzerland or something. Whereas if we stay on the east side of France, we can do that really quickly. So I think we maybe realize even more the importance of it and not like settling for somewhere super far west of France, unless it's like incredible, it's just going to make the idea of us traveling day to day so much harder. So we learned that east.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
Like we ended up in Toulouse where we liked it, but we're like, we're so far west now that unless this is just like our favorite place we've ever been and it blows us away, we probably don't want to stay here for a year, because imagine traveling now.
Yeah, for sure.
So why are we here? Like our research led us here, but maybe we should have considered more before before we got there. And now we know for our next little research round, we're not going to look that far west. We're going to keep our eyes further east, closer to the border, kind of like Annecy, that lake town that we found that we didn't get to go to, but we have some spots in mind for our next little scouting trip. We'll just say it like that. And we've got ideas for what to look for and what not to look for.
More research to do. We have a starting list and some things to figure out to try to find the time to go back. But yeah, I think that's a good enough recap of the trip.
Let's do a quick, I don't know why I'm going to physically toss a ball in the air and like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh my God.
I was like, temperature check. I was like trying to push something towards you. I'm doing like a Star Wars move or something. Quickly, because I think we should get into the meat of the episode, but that didn't do justice of like, how are you feeling right now? How's your week been? Like, how are you doing, Kels? How's the last few days been since we got back?
I'm like not totally sure how to answer it, but
do you want me to answer while you consider what you're going to answer?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
It's been a mix of emotions. I mean, it's been good and bad. For those of you who don't know, I'm a big Swiftie. It's important to know. Today's a big day.
Yeah.
Today is April 18th, and at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific, the Tortured Poets Department releases. And I've been so excited since, what was it, February something that she announced it. And I had this whole listening party planned with my friends. We're going to have this like cute little aesthetic dinner. And
I was so excited for you.
All listen to it together for the first time. And I had never done anything like that. And then I got some news about some health stuff. I'm not going to go into detail right now, or maybe ever. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I have to have a little procedure tomorrow that I'm feeling really nervous about. And I might give it away by even saying this, but there's some things that I have to do beforehand that make it so that I'm not going to want to be around people tonight. And so I had to cancel the party. Well, technically we're postponing it, but it's going to be just different.
A little different vibes now.
I'm going to be listening by myself tonight. Still getting together with some friends over the weekend to kind of celebrate the launch, but this was not in my schedule for this week. It's kind of throwing a lot of things for a loop, a lot of plans I had to reschedule. And we had like this 1 week at home. I guess it was more like 9 days or whatever, but 10, I don't know. That I had, you know, X amount of things to get done. I had like my whole schedule set up, and this has just thrown everything for a loop. So the last couple of days have been hard, not gonna lie. I've spent a lot of them feeling not so great and feeling a little anxious and emotional, and but I'm also really excited for tonight, and Taylor's carrying me through the end of this week.
She's your distraction, realistically.
Yeah, no,
which is good.
It's like terrible timing, but also great timing.
Little mix.
Yeah.
So yeah,
that's all I'll say.
Cool.
Unless you.
No, yeah. I'll do a quick little temperature check for me.
Yeah.
So we got back from France Thursday. We're recording this Thursday the 18th. We got back Thursday the 11th. And we tried to stay up until like 9 or 10 to try to make it so we're back on the schedule here. Both of us have been struggling and waking up a little bit early, even still a week later. But I hit the ground running. Well, actually, this is going to be a perfect segue into the meat of this podcast.
We haven't said yet.
Well, it's in the title.
We're so bad. I feel like we should probably start introing and being like,
we should.
This is what the episode is about. But first, blah,
right,
blah, blah.
That would be a good idea. We're learning. It's only episode 3. We're going to learn as we go. We also probably spend too long before we get into the meat doing what we're doing right now.
Yeah, I think
it's
been 20 minutes.
Yeah, like we suck at this. We should go faster. Anyway, sorry, everybody. People were just like, are they ever going to talk about the thing I tuned in for?
Maybe we'll start putting in the notes, like, skip to this time if you just want to hear. I don't know. Is that a bad idea? Sometimes YouTube videos have that.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, I'll be quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hit the ground running, started streaming immediately Friday morning, doing like 12-hour days, having very little time to sort of get back into a more settled version of being at home. But I'm used to this. Every time I travel, I immediately am going back to streaming right away. I don't have a buffer, which I would enjoy. And most people are surprised when they're like, wait, you don't have like a day in between? You just go? Like, yeah, I don't give myself any time. I don't have the time to give myself. If I need to be streaming on Friday, I'd rather not return from a trip Wednesday. I want that extra day to be wherever we are. So we return Thursday and just start streaming right away. But this is perfect. Let's just talk about sort of the meat of this podcast today. The overwhelming questions that we've gotten on the forum where we allow viewers or listeners or whatever the appropriate word is to submit questions for Kelsey and I on this podcast, like majority of them, over half of them are related to our relationship and how we manage our relationship, considering you own a business, I own a business, I have pretty crazy streaming hours. Like, how do y'all make time for each other? What's your system? How do you navigate it? So that's the main topic today. And I think it makes sense to just start with the main restriction, which is my schedule. So my schedule is, and it's adapted, right? I've been a full-time streamer for 9 years, a little over 9 years. It started with me doing 6 days a week. It's now back to 5, which is great. I have a Wednesday and a Thursday that I take off. Those Wednesdays and Thursdays don't necessarily always end up being off days. In fact, they never do. I always have work I have to do on them, recording sponsored videos, having calls related to sponsors, doing behind the scenes organization. Like yesterday was my full on just tax day where I went through for almost 8 hours in total, I think yesterday. Went through everything about last year financially and categorized all of it. And it was a little bit of a nightmare. But basically, Wednesdays, Thursdays, they do end up being my days where I'm not streaming. But that doesn't mean I still am not doing work on the side. Friday through Tuesday, that's where the real hours are. I have something that I specialize in the game Destiny 2, the game that I stream. And that thing I specialize in releases Friday mornings, stays out until Tuesday mornings. And I'm sort of known as the guy in this thing. There's a lot of streamers who specialize in it, but I have more viewers and I've had more consistency doing it than anybody across Destiny 1 and Destiny 2. So I like to really try to be on for as many of those hours between Friday morning and Tuesday morning as possible. And I've been that way since 2015. So that's been really restrictive on what we can and can't do, as I stream usually like 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. on average. Sometimes I'll end at 5 p.m. and then some weekends I go to like 9 or 10 when it matters more, which we'll get into in a little bit, like what makes something matter more. But that's what a normal week looks like for me, is Friday through Tuesday. I'll be streaming from before Kelsey wakes up, I'm live. And I'm streaming until like dinner time and sometimes a little past dinner time. Wednesdays, Thursdays, more chill, but still doing some work. And honestly, a lot of travel too. Like, I've been a lot busier the last few years. You and I sometimes are traveling together. Sometimes these are more work-related travel or something along work lines that has me being gone on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then I just hop straight back in. So sometimes it feels very marathon-y where I'll be streaming Friday through Tuesday, end of Tuesday stream, travel somewhere, get back Thursday night, start streaming Friday morning. And that's probably where this question comes from of how do y'all manage? Like, it seems like he's always live and it seems like he's always somewhere. And how do y'all have time for each other?
Yeah. Do you guys hang out even?
Yeah.
And I think also just for like some history, you have adapted and gotten a lot more flexible in the more recent years, probably at like a steady rate since you started, in being willing to take time off. Like,
yes,
the first few years, even you taking like one single day off was a huge deal. Now you're willing to take 10-day trips and like miss some work. That has not always been the case.
That's totally true. At the beginning, this felt like this long shot dream. It's like, wait, I can play video games and build an audience and make money and make good money doing this. Like every day that I take off, every trip I take is me jeopardizing that. And to me, it didn't feel worth it. But since this has become more consistent and I've become more successful and I've kind of established more of a foundation, I felt more comfortable doing that. Still, and we go through this all the time, the thing I specialize in being Friday through Tuesday, it's only out about 80% of the time. And what that means is about 20% of the time, one out of every 5 or so weeks on average, the thing I specialize in doesn't actually release on that Friday. So there's a week off of it. And I really desperately try to schedule any trips that we do around that. And the problem with that is we don't always have the information. And sometimes we don't have it until like a week or two before, which makes things very difficult.
And the other problem with that is I'm interrupting you.
No, but that's what the podcast is supposed to be. Backs and forths okay. Every once in a while, at least.
The other problem is that my schedule is like the complete opposite. Like you would prefer to wait until the last possible second, which is difficult in general when you're planning travel.
Like, of course.
Getting where you want to stay and flights and all that is much more complicated if you wait till the last minute. But in my job, you know, I could be booking weddings a year plus out, or at least usually months and months in advance, and those schedules don't always line up. So it's like opposite. I want to plan as far ahead as possible so I can be like, okay, I'm not going to take a wedding this weekend because we're going to do a long trip over that weekend. And for you, it's the opposite. So that is certainly a challenge and always will be as long as our schedules stay the same.
Well, as long as I prioritize this thing called Trials of Osiris. Trials is just the word I'll use
and
for it.
And streaming in general, like we talked about in our last episode, you've just found more value in like life experiences and travel too in more recent years than you had at the beginning of your streaming career.
Yeah. And we've been
values have shifted a little bit.
Absolutely. And like you mentioned, we've been better about taking longer trips, which I think we're going to get into in a second when we're talking about like, how do we manage? But I feel like you should maybe touch a little bit. You kind of just did, but like, give us sort of a broad idea of your schedule in a year, right? Because it changes. I'm talking about it's different in January through March than it is in June through August. So your schedule is very unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it changes year to year, but typically where we live as a wedding photographer is basically dependent on the weather because a lot of weddings are outside. So typically wedding season here in Washington, Oregon is from like May-ish to like through the end of October. And then I could definitely still have a wedding here and there, like in the winter and maybe early spring, but typically definitely not working as much during those off months. And this year in particular has been especially slow. Usually I'll still have more shoots and stuff going on, but I don't remember where I was going with that. I guess just to illustrate that at certain times of year, it's easier for us to maybe wait till more last minute than others.
Right. But even on more of a day-to-day idea, right? Mm, like instead of talking about travel, let's talk just about like what day-to-day looks like.
Yeah.
Kelsey's job has her, I'm going to estimate, you tell me how close I am, when we consider weddings and physical shoots, maybe 45 days of the year where she actually needs to be somewhere doing something. And am I close?
I actually don't know.
Well, if you get around 20-ish weddings, do you a shoot every 2 weeks, every 1 week on average outside of weddings?
I think the last couple years have been more, but this year will be less.
Yeah. All right. Well, basically the idea is she isn't needed in person a ton. The flexibility of her job is in the editing, which is where most of her work happens. When she takes all the photos, she edits them.
Most of my work is from home.
Which allows us to be, she can do her work while I'm doing my work. It allows the time where I am not streaming to be together a lot more than maybe if you had a different job. Because you can line up my time off with your time off for the most part. Yeah, that's sort of the point I was trying to get to.
We would be screwed if I, not screwed, I guess, but like we would struggle a lot more if I was working a Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, because your days off are Wednesday and Thursday and I would be at work all day. And like the only time we'd ever get together would be like if you took a day off or if I took a day off or in the evenings.
Yeah, that's the point I'm trying to get to, is like part of what allows us to function as well, well as we do.
I'm helping you get there.
Thanks for setting me up, babe. Part of what allows us to function the way that we do is that even Kelsey's wedding days are on weekends for the most part. So her long days are also my long days. So we match our schedules really well. So when I'm not streaming, she's not editing, she's not working, we get to be together. So it looks like on a day-to-day basis, we see each other throughout every day because unless one of us is traveling, but I take a 3-minute break once an hour. And this might sound ridiculous, but it feels real to me. If I was in an office somewhere, leaving here at 8 a.m. and coming back at 5 or 6 or whatever, it would feel a lot different than it does to me with my current setup, where once an hour I take a 3-minute break. And every break is not created equal. Sometimes I will have just lost a match and I am freaking pissed and I have no interest in going and seeing you. And you can usually know because I'll like leave my stream room and I'll just be upstairs.
Yeah, and I'm like, babe.
And I'm just like,
yep. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I carry real emotion through, like, it's just a game, you know, but when I'm investing myself the way I do in front of thousands and thousands of people, if something really goes wrong and I'm frustrated, I carry that. So I'll go out of a break sometimes and just like hide from her basically. But most of the time during my 3-minute break, I'll go to the bathroom, grab a snack, and I'll like hang with her for a minute or two. Quick kiss, quick hug, quick chat here about something. But even just that little, it feels like I'm connecting with you throughout each day, which helps, at least personally. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that way or are you just like, nah, it doesn't?
No. No, it's nice. I wouldn't count it as like quality time together.
Oh, no. I'm not.
it's nice. I feel like we kind of skipped over like the transition, though. I just wanted to, I don't know, maybe it's just me wanting to be like organized in my head. But what we were trying to illustrate was just like painting a picture of what our general like work schedules look like so you can understand why we get asked this question so much. Mm-hmm. And then now kind of transitioning into like how we do maintain a good, healthy relationship.
Okay.
One of those things being that we get to see each other throughout the day, like a small thing.
Kelsey's our organizer.
Well, I just...
No, that's good.
I just think it was important to like address that we're like, now we're going to start talking about that. We have a little list of a few things.
We need like a word. I don't want to use, not a safe word. We need like a word where you just like, you know, kangaroo. And then I'm like, oh, I should shut up and let you intervene and talk about.
I mean, no, I could just do it. I feel like that would be weird.
You think it'd be weird if we just yelled kangaroo at each other?
Yes. We can just talk like we are.
I definitely get carried away. And you you have a very organized, outline-y brain.
Well, I'm also trying not to make these like 2 hours long. So.
And yeah. I appreciate that.
Okay. Well, as we said, the breaks throughout the day are great. Love getting to see you, little snippets of you here and there. Most evenings we are spending together. Like you end your stream, we have dinner, we watch TV. That's like a normal night for us. Sometimes we'll go out for a meal or we'll like go walk the dogs together, work out or something. But especially in the winter, that's pretty much what most of our nights look like. I think when the weather's nicer and it's light out till like 9 p.m., which we're getting there.
Yeah, we're close.
It's more reasonable for us to do something outside with the dogs. There's a field nearby that we'll go to and play fetch with the dogs or Yeah, I think it feels different to me. We were talking about this yesterday when we were trying to plan what we wanted to talk about today, but that time I love. It's great. But you've just finished a 12-ish hour day and you're tired and it's the end of the day. I mean, it's not like high quality time, I guess.
No, of course. We're often
trying to say this like in the nicest way.
No, possible. I'm not taking any offense to it. We are often in very different mindsets when the stream ends, in the sense that a lot of the time, especially more in the winter, but when the summer is happening and she's busier and it's nice outside, like this isn't so much the case. But in the winter specifically, Kelsey's usually around the house trying to keep herself occupied, finding cool projects to do, and very excited and ready for something to change, aka me ending my stream. And I end my
talk to someone.
I end my stream and I'm in the opposite headspace of like, I've been speaking for 12 straight hours, multitasking a million things at once. Like I'm dead and am just looking to do something very simple, very chill and very easy. Mm-hmm. So the opposite headspaces is definitely a little bit of an obstacle for us that I think we've gotten a lot better at. I've gotten better at somehow doing these 12 hour streams and still actually being able to function, when the first couple of years that wasn't really the case. And I think you've gotten better at sort of understanding that headspace I'll be in and adapting to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we managed to have, even if I do a 12 hour stream and then I hop on the Peloton and shower and it's now 8 p.m. and we want to go to bed at 10 and we only have those 2 hours, we've managed to make those 2 hours pretty worthwhile most evenings, I feel like, between eating and catching up, like during dinner, talking about some stuff, taking a hot tub. We do love to take hot tubs.
That is true. That is a common part of our routine.
And it's a great routine because we don't bring our cell phones. We don't have a TV. Just a 10, 15, however many minutes we last in there. Perfect conversation catch up. I'll talk about my streaming day, what was great or terrible about it, because there's definitely some days that are amazing and there's definitely some days that are awful. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about Kelsey's day. So that's a really good catch up place for us. And then we can kind of turn off the brains and watch TV for a bit, which I love. But like you mentioned, there's a very big difference between quality time and that. That does feel like we're kind of together, but almost that more serves as an opportunity for me to just relax so I can kind of re-energize for the next day.
Yeah, which totally makes sense. I could not do your job and like talk as many hours as you do and be so engaging and high energy. I don't know how you do it. I've always like looked up to you in that way, but...
Thank you.
I think this is sort of segueing. I feel like, at least for me personally, the biggest thing for us, for our whole relationship, but especially as we've navigated all of this, has been just communicating. And like, it's usually on my end. Usually, right?
Well, I'm still waiting to see which form of communication you're referring to.
Okay.
Keep going. Yeah.
Okay. It's usually me that's expressing that I need quality time with you aside from just like hanging out at night. So whether that's going to the coast for like 2 nights together or, you know, planning a longer trip, we're usually good about having stuff on the calendar. That's usually not the issue. But sometimes I'm like, okay, it's been a while since we've just had a few days, just the two of us, like no work distraction. And I think when we're home, it's easy to just get caught up in life things, work, like work you have to do off stream or appointments or like hanging out with friends or whatever it might be. And that ability to just like be together and bond, like that time is so important for me and for me to like feel close to you and for me to feel bonded. And so I'm not afraid to speak up if I feel like that's something I need. But generally, we travel quite a bit and like just have that built into our lives as it is. But obviously, yeah, that communication is just huge. I feel like that's such a cliche. It's like communication is like...
No, but it's totally true.
But it's like, it's so true.
That's probably the the question that we are basing this whole episode on of like, how do y'all do it? And we're talking about the details of how, but realistically, if we had to give a one simple answer, it'd be communication. Because what you're talking about with regards to, you make it clear when, hey, your schedule is taking a little bit too much of you right now. I feel like we need some time for ourselves. And you communicate that to me so I look ahead and figure out how we can build that in. And vice versa, people have asked, how do you deal with Jake doing these 14-hour streams and never seeing him? What's the deal? I can often... What's the deal? Are you guys even in a relationship?
And just as a quick side note, it doesn't always have to be like we're like traveling. Like it could be just like a date night. Like, can we like go out for dinner and like do something fun tonight? I feel like I made it sound like the only time we get to hang out and I like it is when we're not at home.
I hate you at this house. No, we do date nights a decent amount.
Yeah.
And
so go ahead.
Yeah. On the flip side, I'm pretty good at recognizing when schedules of mine are going to become intensive. Like I can tell you right now, and she's known this for months, that June is going to be very intense. There's a big update for Destiny 2, potentially the big final update for Destiny 2. And she understands going into it that I am going to be really busy. My hours might be more like 14, 15, 16 hour days. I might not be taking Wednesdays and Thursdays off. It's going to be really hard to find very much time with me. And originally, when I first started streaming, that was tougher because I wasn't as good at recognizing when there were going to be really important times. And I probably wasn't as good at communicating it either. I would just stream forever. And Kelsey would be thinking, are we going to have dinner? What's the deal? Like, what's going on right now? But now I've gotten to a point where even day to day, I can usually tell her, hey, here's what this schedule is going to look like. Or, hey, next week, this trials weekend, there's a weapon everybody really wants. I'm going to go later these weeks or these days. And that communication is really helpful because it allows us to kind of prep. For example, in June, I'm going to be very busy. We're going on a backpacking trip together at the end of May. We're sort of recognizing, oh, there's this time that we're going to be absent, at least more absent than we're used to. Let's prepare for that by doing some cool things together beforehand.
Yeah, and we were just in France for 10 days, and we're traveling together next week. Like, we have a lot of quality time together leading up to it. Also, June is, like, a really busy month for me. I have, like, a fun travel trip. I have a work travel trip. I have, like, other weddings and shoots going on. So I'm not going to be, like, twiddling my fingers waiting to hang out with you. I'll miss you, of course. I always miss you when you're super busy, but it definitely helps when I'm also busy.
For sure. Yeah, it keeps you a little bit distracted. Time goes a little bit faster. Mm-hmm. Like, absolutely. I feel like we've mostly touched on everything. One other thing I'd like to mention is that in college, we spent a year or two long distance. Even at the end of college, for about 9 months, we did long distance. And I feel like that probably helped us understand how good we are at maintaining our relationship, even if there are obstacles. Like, whether it's a long stream week or you doing a destination wedding where you're gone for a few days, whatever it might be, we do have practice and experience at effectively communicating and staying really strong, even when there are things keeping us apart.
Yeah, and I think, part of that is just noting that we had a very, like, we had already been together for how many years when you started streaming?
We've been together for, let's see, if it's been 9 years, like 6 or 7.
Gosh, that's 7. Crazy. That's crazy that we dated for less years before than.
Yeah, I've been streaming for freaking like ever. No, I totally get where you're coming from. It's because we grew up across those 6 or 7 years before my stream, and I felt like an adult ever since I started streaming. So because we went through so many more transitions, right, it feels like that was a longer chunk of time, even though
that's still a long time. And we had,
especially at that age,
had like grown up together and evolved in a lot of ways together and had this really solid relationship foundation before you started streaming. If we met like a few months before Jake started streaming and we were like in a fresh new relationship and he's grinding the amount of hours that he was doing, especially at that time, I don't know.
Us
I don't want to say it wouldn't have worked out, but like it would have been a different story.
Us having that foundation and us living together realistically allowed this to work.
Yeah.
Because every day when I end my stream, you're there. Whereas if I had to end my stream and try to plan with like a girlfriend I had just gotten who lives across town, like when we're going to see each other, I would end up doing like 14-hour streams and seeing this person never. And when I saw them, I'd be exhausted and it just wouldn't have worked. Like,
yeah,
the way that you're putting it is better. I'm not trying to be like, we would have never worked out. Well,
I
know.
I'm like trying to avoid saying that because I don't know. Right. I mean,
no,
I think we're still very compatible and we might have made it work. But having that foundation and the so many years, we had already felt like we were each other's people and we knew each other and we were like going to get through whatever obstacles, challenges were going to come our way. It wasn't like, oh no, this might not work out because now you're streaming so much.
It would have been hard to get anybody to fall for me with how I was streaming the first year or two. Just stupid hours.
Good thing I had already fallen.
And I had already fallen.
Aww.
But just stupid hours and just dead tired after every stream. I would have been the worst date ever. We would have gone out at 9 for drinks and I would just, my throat would have been sore. I would have had no voice. I would have just been like dead tired. Anybody would be like, why am I with this guy?
Oh.
But you were already with me, so yep. I got you.
I love you.
I love you too.
I think that's pretty much everything
for the listeners
that we had written down.
For the listeners, she had to reach for her little notebook to make sure we covered all the notes. But the YouTubers are like, oh, we see that.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully that was a good answer. You know, we saw so many of those questions come in as questions that we could answer at the end. And we were like, I feel like we could definitely do a whole episode on this. Is a much too lengthy of an answer to just answer at the end of a podcast.
However, I do want to say that if we appreciate detailed questions, if you didn't get something out of this episode that you were hoping to get about Kelsey and my relationship and how we make it work or the day to day within our relationship, feel free to ask it in a detailed question. Like, seek what it is specifically that you want to know instead of just to like,
sure,
talk about your relationship. If we miss something, ask us.
Cool. I don't think there's anything else I have. I feel like we touched on all the things.
Love touching all the things. And we have your question that you sought out that I still don't know as our little end game material here.
Ooh, that was kind of loud.
I like it though.
Okay.
I really like the ASMR concept with our mics. Like, okay. I love that I could just,
I still don't know if they might cord be a little closer or little too close to our mouths.
I feel like every episode it's gotten further for me.
Okay. I'm not sure I agree for myself, but okay. So this week I chose the question and it is, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, surprise me. It's like a little anxiety inducing to be on the spot. Like, what is this question going to be? Am I going to be ready for it?
Are you ready?
I don't know yet. We'll see.
You don't know if you're ready?
Well, depending on the question. Oh, I'm ready, geez, for you to ask the question. Okay.
What is your most... Okay, they wrote, what is your most favorable memory together? Something you think about every day. But I think we could just say, what is your favorite memory together?
See, that's exactly the kind of question I was talking about maybe not being ready for. Like, that's intense. I have to try to sift through 15 years of our relationship and think about
it's
the
hard
number one.
I mean I know the question ahead of time and I don't know if I know the answer.
I can tell you my number one, but it's too easy. It's our wedding.
I know,
like, that day was perfect. We talk about it often, just like how everything went so perfectly. We loved it. What are you doing in your headset?
It's hurting my head.
Oh, okay. I thought you might have been telling me something. I was like, oh, am I doing something?
No.
That's the easy answer is our wedding day was like, it was perfect. We had all of our friends, all of our family in one place celebrating us.
It was in one of our favorite places. It was, again, like kind of cliche, but literally was like the best day of our lives.
Yeah.
Like, we could easily both say that.
We definitely can.
Up to this point, at least.
So that's the easy one. As far as like, I'm trying to be more abstract and it's difficult because I have like lots of little snippet memories, right? But to try to like curate the number one.
Yeah, over 15 years of 15, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, more now at this point. I don't think I can, but what I can do is just mention one of my favorite things to think back on. And I haven't talked to you about this in a while.
I'm excited.
So sophomore year of high school, when we started dating, I had a car. I turned 16 before most people, and I got my driver's license immediately, which was awesome. But that allowed me a lot more freedom than most people. Kelsey was taking the bus from school and dropping her off. What I'm about to say is totally true. You were getting dropped off in downtown Tiburon in a freaking bus of some kind.
Oh.
Yeah.
Before I had my license.
Yes.
Okay.
You were getting dropped off in a bus. Yes. And okay. I would drive to downtown Tiburon pretty much daily to see you when you got off this bus. And we would walk together to a bench right behind the library in downtown Tiburon. It was under a tree. And we would sit on this one bench.
I don't remember the tree.
We'd sit on this one bench under a tree. It looked up at the hill that your house was on.
How have we not gone back to this spot?
We have. I once did an Easter or like a Valentine's Day hunt for you, and I taped one of your items underneath this specific bench. Yeah, but
that was still in high school. I mean, how have we not gone back there in the last like 10 years?
That's a good question. Now we have somewhere to go. But we would pretty much daily after school, I would meet you off this bus. We'd walk together to this bench. We'd sit there for as long as it was, as long as it took to become suspicious, because you weren't supposed to see me. Your parents wanted you to walk home. So it would be quick. These would be 20-minute sitting sessions because you're supposed to take the bus and walk home. So we would sit on this bench for as long as we could before it became suspicious that you might be taking too long. And then you would go, I would usually drive you, I think, or up the hill to the little church so you could walk to your house. That way it took as little time as possible, or like we took as much time together as possible, you know? And I remember that being a pretty much daily occurrence for us while we went to different schools in sophomore year. And I loved it.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
It's like making me emotional.
Yeah.
Thinking about it.
Our honeymoon phase when we first started dating, and I just wanted every freaking minute I could get with you, and I made it happen. I loved it.
I love that. Aww. The first thing that popped into my head, again, it's like so hard to think. We have so many amazing memories together. But for some reason, the one that I was thinking of was the first time that we got to go to Tahoe together. And I feel like I'm not sure I remember like all the details super well. I just remember the feeling of like getting to be somewhere with you, like overnight, like allowed. We weren't sneaking around.
Oh, we never snuck into each other's rooms to spend the night together without being allowed. Don't say that. We never did that.
Why do you have to do that? Yeah, I just remember it feeling really special. And Tahoe, Lake Tahoe, if you don't know, it's in California. It's a big, beautiful lake, and kind of the surrounding area is just gorgeous mountains. And Jake's family has a house up there. It's where we got married. We both grew up going there all the time. Like, I would go up with my family to go skiing or go in the summer and like hang out at a lake house. And it's just like one of the most important places in the world to both of us. And I knew you had this house there. I'd like heard all these stories. I don't know if I'd been before that.
I don't think there's any way you would have been.
Okay. Unless we like,
no,
my family went over there or something.
I really don't think so.
Okay. Anyway, I just remember it feeling like a big deal. I still, like, I remember those pictures that we have of us in the driveway. Yeah. And we just look so happy, and going out to dinner together. And yeah, I don't know. It's just
that freedom.
It was special. Yeah.
Our relationship is somewhat special in the sense that at the beginning we were restricted. There were rules and boundaries set.
Yeah. I mean, we were 15 and 16. That makes sense.
Right. But for adults who start relationships, they're restricted by schedules, but there's no one telling them they can and can't do stuff. Whereas for us,
yeah,
we had you can, you can't. Mm-hmm. So when we were so desperately wanting stuff and there were boundaries set that we couldn't get around, and then all of a sudden your parents are like, yeah, you guys can go on this trip together. That's just such a unique feeling that's probably hard to replicate as adults. Right. This freedom being lifted and our barriers being taken away and we get to do this trip together. And
yeah, it was like the ultimate dream. Like, oh my gosh, we get to spend more than a few hours together and like spend the night together, wake up together. It was like just this dream. And
good question, whoever asked that.
Yeah.
Great question.
Not something I think about every day. That was part of the question, but too many things.
Yeah.
We're lucky to be able to say that. All right. I think that's a wrap. It was another like good hour there.
We're going to eventually get them in like 40 minutes. Maybe. I would like to try.
We could see. We don't know what our next topic will be. We got to talk about that. But yeah, we're going to try to start releasing episodes now every other Wednesday. So this should be released on Wednesday. And then we'll kind of try to stick on that schedule. Jake's pretty busy the next month or two.
Forever. Until August.
Yeah, but like especially so.
Yeah, the next month is wild. That's true.
But we're going to do our best to do that. Anything else you want to say?
I just want to say thanks to the people who listen. I really think it's cool that people take interest in Kelsey, in myself, in our relationship, in our lives. I don't feel this way with streaming when people are viewing. It doesn't feel personal. I'm grateful they're viewing, but it doesn't feel personal. This feels personal. This feels like people care enough to learn about us and our lives. And every individual listener who comments somewhere on Twitch about how they listened or texts me or comments on YouTube, I guess, it just feels different. It feels personal.
Like they're like choosing to take the time additionally to like invest in us. And yeah, whether you're like a friend of ours or a viewer of Jake's or someone that just knows us from elsewhere, we're really grateful.
Thank you. That's all. Thank you. Cool.
Hope you have a good rest of your week, everybody. And we'll see you next time.
Later.